crecer.
¡Señorita! ¡Señorita! ¡Caramba! ¿You don't understand English?
Get out of my kitchen. I said, get out of my kitchen. Not you, Matilda.
Ella en la hacienda del doctor Snowless.
Shoo! Shoo! Out! 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 Get out! And stay out!
Hombre, what happened?
Hey, you want to see Snuggles?
Sí.
Follow me.
Caramba!
Dr. Snuggles!
What is it, Nobby?
A flying monster!
I am Nita Parraquita. I have flown here from Brazil, from the jungle, from your Uncle Bill.
Who? Oh, is something wrong?
The birds, the monkey, the people, everything, all turned into butterflies.
Turned into butterflies? Now, this was serious. I got out the whereabouts machine to see for myself. Uncle Bill is an explorer. He goes to lonely parts of the world and discovers unknown rivers. He climbs mysterious mountains and looks for strange animals. I tuned in to the Amazon jungle and looked for Uncle Bill. There was his tent and the butterflies. And there was Uncle Bill. He certainly did look very worried. I must go to him at once.
Have a jungle?
The quickest way to get to Uncle Bill in the Amazon jungle was to go by a rocket. Dreamy Boom Boom would get me there in no time at all. Miss Nettles packed a picnic basket.
Here you are.
While Dennis and Matilda gave Dreamy Boom Boom a good clean.
Matilda! Matilda!
Obvious that Dreamy Boom Boom would never take us to Uncle Bill.
I'm sorry.
Never mind, Nobby. We can always build another rocket, but we can't build another mouse. Oh, dear. How can I get to Uncle Bill? The Amazon jungle is thousands of miles away, and with everything turning into butterflies, there's no time to lose.
Just a moment. Don't eat my home.
Oh, no, no, of course I can't. I'm very sorry.
There's lots of empty apples.
The little grub had given me an idea for a new invention. Dennis, we're going to build a mechanical worm. We will burrow through the earth instead of going round it. Just like the grub in the apple.
Everyone's got it inside you to be your creator.
It had to be big enough to get inside.
Give it a chance and he'll make something sooner or later.
It was time to look for materials.
The time has come for everyone to show the world what they can do. It's better to build than pull down. It's better to try to pull out. It's better to help than stand by. Cause that's what this life is about. You can say it's no business of yours, that you don't want the business of souls. But if everyone does, then the world could be better in time.
And what will you call it, El Doctoro?
I shall call it, yes, of course, I shall call it the Snuggles Wormmobile.
Yes!
I only hope it's going to work. Now then.
Wormmobile, indeed.
Stand by. Go. Oh, dear, I'd forgotten how dark it is underground. Because we couldn't see where we were going, we had to rely on this control panel. We could dive or climb. At least, that was the idea. Come on, come on. The down arrow was going up and the up arrow was going down.
Stop it, Snuggles, stop it.
Seemed to be no controlling the wretched thing. Ah, we were going up at last. We've come up in a house. My house.
Get me down! Get me down!
What are you doing up there, Miss Nettle?
Doing? This thing pushed me up here.
It took a long time to get the Wormmobile out of the kitchen. In the end, we were ready to try again. The thought that Uncle Bill might turn into a butterfly made us all very worried indeed. This time, Miss Nettles refused to see us off. The Wormmobile was steadily boring its way through the earth towards the Amazon jungle and Uncle Bill.
Caramba, que calor!
Caramba!
Caramba!
It began to get very hot indeed. Oh, thank you, Dennis. Very kind of you.
Hey, don't swallow it all. I'm coming.
Nita Parakita did her best to cool us down. Had we arrived? Or were we in a strange new world under the earth? It didn't look like the Amazon jungle. Where exactly are we?
The land of the horrible, horrendous Snarky Quark.
It was a strange world. Everything seemed to be made of rock. Thank you. How could we move the stones? They were much too heavy for us. Something was coming, but what? Could it be the horrible, horrendous Snarkyqua was on the prowl? If you stop chasing us.
I wasn't chasing you. You forgot your umbrella.
What's wrong?
Toothache.
Well, I'm not surprised. You eat far too much rock.
I know, but it's so yummy, rock.
Perhaps I can help. I might be able to cure.
Cure my toothache?
Well, I can always try. I took some sleeping sand from my bag and I blew it into his face. I nailed a piece of tin over the hole. Is that better?
Oh, it's gone. Oh, toothache's gone.
Will you do something for us?
Anything. Anything.
I asked him to move the rocks piled up by the wormobile. And don't eat so many rocks in the future.
I'll try, Doctor. I wish they didn't taste quite so yummy. This is strictly between ourselves, of course.
The wormobile went on and on, boring its way through the earth. I only hoped we were going to come up in the right place. It won't be long now, Dennis. Well, it certainly looks like the Amazon jungle.
Si, si, El Smugglers. We are not far from the camp of Uncle Bill.
Splendid.
Ay, Nita Paraquita, we'll leave you.
Listen.
There he is. Hurry up, amigos.
Uncle Bill.
Oh, jolly good to see you, Snuggles. I began to think that you weren't coming.
Uncle Bill told us that more and more animals were turning into butterflies every day.
I can't understand it, Snuggles. Complete mystery.
Don't worry, Dr. Snuggles will solve it.
But how? The next day, we set off into the jungle. If we could see an animal actually start to turn into a butterfly, we might find out why it was happening. Nabi didn't like the jungle very much.
Attack!
Can we have our mouse back? Thank you.
Deeper and deeper into the jungle we went. There seemed to be more and more butterflies. They festooned the creepers. They covered the trees like multicolored blossom. I listened for the birds and the cries of the animals, but all was as quiet as cotton wool. It was very hot in the jungle.
Oh.
Snuggles? Dennis? Helen? Is anybody there?
Hello. Hello. Over here. Aren't you pretty?
Don't. I'm ticklish.
So pretty. Kiss me.
Let go. Let go. Let go of me. Help. Help. Snuggles.
What is it?
Listen.
He doesn't like being kissed, madam.
It's such a shame. He's so pretty.
Come along, Nobby.
Goodbye, you sweet little thing.
Senor Uncle Bill, look.
Good heavens.
Don't touch it, don't touch it.
Dr. Snuggles, Dr. Snuggles.
It was the giant mushroom. Anyone who touched it was turned into a butterfly. Don't worry, Uncle Bill. There's bound to be a way to change you back.
Ask the llama.
The llama?
The oldest and wisest animal in the Amazon jungle. The llama knows everything.
And so we set out to find the llama with Nita Parakita pointing the way. Dennis and I built a raft to take us up the Amazon to where the wise old llama lived. Nita Parakita was sure she knew the way. If the llama knew everything about this jungle, perhaps he could help Uncle Bill and everything else that had been turned into butterflies by the magic mushroom. Paddling was very hard work. And then Nita had an idea.
El Dr. Snuggles, listen.
I was going to try butterfly power.
The Temple of the Great White Llama.
I'm not going in there.
Oh, come here, you. Welcome, my friends. What can I do for you?
My name is Snuggles.
Eh?
Snuggles. Well, I told him all about the magic mushroom and how it had turned Uncle Bill and the animals of the jungle into butterflies.
This is Uncle Bill?
Indeed it is.
Now, take water from the fountain. Pour it over the mushroom, and you'll see.
I filled the watering can with the water from the magic fountain just as I was told. Thank you, O great white llama. At last we reached the path which led to the magic mushroom. And there it still was.
Is that you again, Uncle Bill?
Magic. I'd rather have cheese.
It's working.
That one didn't work.
Can I be of help? All over the jungle, the little stars floated down onto the butterflies and turned them back into animals. The jungle was alive again. Truly alive.
Come back soon, little Snuggles. Come back soon.
Ready, everyone? Let's go home. Yes, nice to be home again. Nice to be home again.